This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, come on. Repeat after me. You have been hearing or reading it all day, I know. The U.S. economy, grew at an annual rate of, come on, fill in the blank, you know it, right? 33% in the third quarter. Again, that is annualized, or just from July to September, compared to a quarter earlier, growth rate was 7.4%, which sounds great. It does, and kind of is, but it doesn't get us back to where we were or to where we might have been without this pandemic. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer gets us going with the output gap.
We've all been there. Sometimes we just don't live up to our potential. Former Fed economist Claudia Sahm says it's kind of like what happened in her house this morning when her fifth-grade son had to retake a virtual math test. The teacher knew what his potential was, but
and because he wanted to get done with school and play on his iPad, he didn't put in the time and do his best work.
Sahm says it's the same with the economy. The output gap is the difference between what the economy is actually doing versus what it could do before COVID. In recent years, GDP has been growing at 2% or more.
But it just means that we know what we could be. And if we're not there yet, well, then we've got to do better.
Even with today's strong GDP number, we've only made up about 60% of the economic ground we lost in the first half of this year, according to Nationwide senior economist Ben Ayers. He says that's partly because consumers are still avoiding risk.
You know, consumers are still down about a third from what they normally spend overall. And certainly most of that's focused on the service sector with people not eating out as much. You know, music concerts, anything that would involve large groups.
The solution here is pretty simple. Less virus and more economic relief from Congress. Another relief bill. Greg Dacko, chief U.S. economist at Oxford Economics, says a lot of consumers relied on extra federal unemployment payments that ended over the summer.
As these transfers slowly faded out, consumer spending activity has also cooled.
Dacko says it'll be at least another year before we get back to a normal rate of economic growth. Without another relief package, he says it'll take even longer. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.